It's time to get aboard the Old Gospel Ship with your host, Billy R. Douglas of Livermore, Kentucky. Stay tuned for some of the best music this side the gates of heaven.
Get on the gospel ship.
Call a neighbor, tell a friend, let someone know that the Old Gospel Ship is on the air right here on this great radio station, featuring music from yesterday and today. You'll hear all of your favorites. And now, join your host, Billy R. Douglas, for the Old Gospel Ship.
And just might be leaving here today.
Now you may believe in evolution, and you may think God is dead, and you may not believe in Calvary, and you may think that his returning is only in our head. But there'll come a day that you just won't believe. What you gonna do when the graves start bursting open? What you gonna do when the saints all start to fly? What you gonna do when you're one day late for hoping? Yeah, what you gonna do when the Christians say goodbye? Well, you may think we're phony under some kind of spell, and when we pray it's just a waste of time. And you may think we're crazy and that it's just a fairy tale, but when Gabriel blows, it's gonna blow your mind. What you gonna do when the graves start bursting open? What you gonna do when the saints all start to fly? What you gonna do when you're one day late for hoping? Yeah, what you gonna do when the Christians say goodbye? What you gonna do when the graves start bursting open? What you gonna do when the saints all start to fly? What you gonna do when you're one day late for hoping? Yeah, what you gonna do when the Christians say goodbye? Yeah, what you gonna do when the Christians say goodbye?
Say goodbye.
Welcome aboard this edition of the Old Gospel Ship. My name is Billy Douglas. I will be your host and your DJ for the next 60 minutes, bringing you some of the best gospel music this side of the gates of heaven. That song that we opened up with, that was penned by Bruce Haynes, What You Gonna Do, that is on one of my music projects. For more information on our music, our newsletter, our sermons, and a lot of other things that we have that we believe will be a blessing to you, as always, you can visit voiceofthelordministries.com. That's voiceofthelordministries.com. Right now would be a great time to call a neighbor, tell a friend. Let somebody know that the Old Gospel Ship is on the air, and we are loaded down with lots of great music, and we're just about to pull the old ship out of the harbor, and they don't want to miss what we have in store today. Our promise comes from Galatians 6 and 14. The Apostle Paul writes, "But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world." It's all about the cross, folks. And if you don't know that already, if you have not came to Jesus Christ in faith believing, we pray that something that we say or a song that is played will point you toward an old hill called Calvary just outside of Jerusalem 2,000 years ago when Jesus, the Son of God, gave his life for you and for me. Today on the program, our featured artist is Melanie Walker. We're going to be featuring her and a lot of other great artists as well. And we're going to kick things off here with a song by Melanie Walker entitled "Come and Dine, the Master Calleth, Come and Dine." Let somebody know the Old Gospel Ship is on the air.
Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. With his manna he does feed and supplies our every need. Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calleth. come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude and turned the water into wine. To the hungry call it now, come and dine. The disciples came to land, thus obeying Christ's command. For the Master called unto them, come and dine. There they found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire. Thus he satisfies the hungry every time. To be ever at his side, all the host of heaven will assemble be. Oh, 'twill be a glorious sight, all the saints in spotless white, and with Jesus they will feast eternally. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
No hope in sight. In my despair, I cried out loud, are you there? Are you there? And I know that you are here. And
before the hammers could ring, his blood touched the cross for me. Before the hammers could strike the nails that pinned him to the tree, before the spear ever pierced his side, letting blood and water run free, before the hammers could ring, his blood touched the cross for me. When sin was nailed, thunder rolled, the earth shook with fright. As the Lamb of God held him tight, legions of angels and the host of heaven stood by. The law was fulfilled and a dark kingdom fled from. Could ring, his blood touched the cross for me. Could strike the nails, a crown of thorns made him bleed, and the stripes on his back left a bloody trail all the way to Calvary. Before could ring, his blood touched the cross for me. When sin was nailed, thunder rolled, the earth shook with fright. Darkness fell as the Lamb God held him tight. Legions of angels and the host of heaven stood by. The law was fulfilled and a dark kingdom fled from the light. Before the hammers could ring, his blood touched the cross for me.
Gene Watson right here on the Old Gospel Ship with Before the Hammers Could Ring. And before that, we had Ginger Gerrils with a song that she wrote entitled, I Know. You're listening to the Old Gospel Ship, and we are so glad that you are. We have a scripture we're sharing with you today, Galatians 6 and 14. The Apostle Paul writes, but God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. About the halfway point of today's program, I'm going to ask you the most important question that you will ever answer in this life, and it involves the cross that I just read you the words of the Apostle Paul about. It's all about the cross. Also, going to give you our contact information. We do that because we want to hear from you. Today on the program, our featured artist is Melanie Walker. And here's another one coming right at you, entitled Surely Goodness and Mercy. You're listening to The Old Gospel Ship. Reach out and let somebody know that we're on the air.
A pilgrim was I, and a wandering in the cold night of sin I did roam. But Jesus, the kind shepherd, found me, and now I'm on the way. Step of my way, surely goodness and mercy follow me all the days, all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy follow me all the days, all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord, in the house of the Lord forever. When I walk through the dark, lonesome valley, my Savior will find me there. Safely His hand will lead me to the mansions He's prepared. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days, all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy follow me all the days, all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy.
I can still hear my mother's voice pleading at an altar, praying that I'd turn out right. And the dear man of God loved my family when no one else cared for my soul. Well, some may proclaim that it's not the same. How continue in the things I have heard? And I heard a virgin gave birth in a little town called Bethlehem. He was the precious Son of God. And I heard He died on the cross, and He was my sacrifice. Through Him I could have eternal life.
it's alive, it's preserved. Though this world's waxing worse, I'll just stay in God's word, hang between you and the things I have heard. Paul told Timothy that in the last days, perilous times are gonna come. And men will be lovers of this old world's pleasure more than lovers of God. But keep pressing onward like a good soldier. Though it's hard, just stay in the word. For men, they may change, but God's still the same. Just continue in the things you have heard. And I heard a virgin gave birth in a little town called Bethlehem. He was the precious Son of God. And I heard he died on the cross. And he was my sacrifice. Through him I can have eternal life. I heard it from the Word, the old King James Bible. It is inspired, it's alive, it's preserved. Though this world's waxing worse, I'll just stay in God's Word and continue in the things I have heard. Though this world's waxing worse, I'll just stay in God's Word and continue in the things I have heard.
Ready to take a long journey to a city that's far, far away. I'm not certain just when I'll be leaving. It could be any time, night or day. I'll be traveling with God's holy angels, and His praises we'll sing oh so sweet. Then we'll enter a gate of that city, and I'll kneel at my dear Savior's feet. When I kneel at my dear Savior's feet, I'll know that I'm finally at home. When I walk on that pure golden street, my troubles and trials will be gone. Face, I will know joy complete. Time the secrets will be revealed unto me when I kneel at my dear Savior's feet. Paul wrote about a man who went to heaven and saw wonders few eyes had ever seen. He heard things he was not allowed to tell us while in the presence of the risen King. But someday when I see that holy city, its beauty will not mean a thing to me. Until I bow before the Prince Eternal and I kneel at that dear Savior's feet. When I kneel at that dear Savior's feet, sweet, holy face.
Freddie Johnson right here on the Old Gospel Ship with When I Kneel. And before that, Kenny Calloway with I'll Continue in the Things That I've Heard. You're listening to the Old Gospel Ship. We are so glad that you are. We're going to give you our contact information. We're going to ask you the most important question that you'll ever answer in this life. But before we do that, we have time for another song by our featured artist today, and her name is Melanie Walker. You're listening to the Old Gospel Ship. Keep her tuned right here.
In this modern way of living, my, how things have changed. People often get religion, but their hearts not changed. They go to church and testify, but what an awful fate to find they have no real salvation, but will be too late. Well, I went down to an old camp meeting. I prayed through in the old time way. Oh, it was there at an old time altar. I was saved by amazing grace. I confessed my sinful living. I was sorry for my sins. I opened up my heart to heaven. Then my God came in. Now I'm an heir to a home in heaven. I believe in the old time. Time way.
Oh, it was there.
It was there.
At an old time altar.
I was saved.
Yes, I was saved.
By amazing grace.
Melanie Walker in the old time way. You're listening to the Old Gospel Ship. We are so glad that you are. Our scripture today comes from Galatians, the 6th chapter, the 14th verse. But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. The question that I have for you today, the most important question that you'll ever answer in this life, is do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you don't, you can fix that problem right now, and it is the biggest problem you've got. You see, if you leave this life without knowing Jesus, your next breath, your last, or your next heartbeat, your last, you will spend eternity in hell. That's the bad news. But the good news is, you don't have to go there. You can fix what's wrong with you right. Well, you can't fix it, but you can turn to the one who can. The problem that is wrong with you right now is that you're unsaved. You are lost. If you'll turn to Jesus Christ in faith, believing, and say, Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. I'm a sinner. I need saving. I need help. I believe that you died on the cross for me. I believe you were buried, and on the third day you rose again. Forgive me of my sins and be my Lord and Savior. If you will pray that, he will save your soul. Because the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, and his name is Jesus, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that includes you. If we can help you with that in any way whatsoever, do not hesitate to get in touch with us here at the Old Gospel Ship. You can write us at P.O. Box 541, Livermore, Kentucky, 42352. That's P.O. Box 541, Livermore, Kentucky, 42352. You can call or text 270-313-8753. That's 270-313-8753. Look us up on the internet, theoldgospelship.com. That's theoldgospelship.com. Or look us up on Facebook by searching for The Old Gospel Ship. Like our page. Stay in touch with us that way. Send us a message through Messenger. We would love to hear from you. Right now, we're going to take a quick break. Step away from the microphone for just a moment. Bring an important message. Tell you about our free newsletter that we send out each and every month. And we would love to get you on our mailing list. But don't go anywhere unless it's just to get on the horn and let somebody know that The Old Gospel Ship is on the air and they've still got time to tune in. We'll be right back.
Okay, Frank, we're 10,000 feet in the air. Why did you bring me here?
Well, you're always saying that trying to get into heaven without trusting the sacrifice Jesus made is like jumping out of an airplane without a parachute.
Yeah, God is holy. You know you've sinned. Jesus paid the penalty for your sin. If you don't accept that payment by trusting Jesus, when you die, it will be like jumping out of a plane without a parachute.
Wrong! Instead of using a parachute, I set up a trampoline in my backyard.
Frank, you're taking this analogy way too seriously.
Well, I can get into heaven by being good. I don't need Jesus. Man, that's a long ways down.
I thought you were gonna jump.
Are you kidding? Without a parachute?
Well, I'm glad you realized that before you jumped. Now, about Jesus.
You know there's a God. You know you've sinned. What will it take for you to stop trusting your good deeds and start trusting Jesus?
Hey, Dad, what you reading?
Well, I'm reading the brand new edition of The Trumpet.
The Trumpet? What's that?
The Trumpet is the monthly publication from Voice of the Lord Ministries.
Cool. That sounds interesting.
Yeah. Some good stuff.
What all's in there?
The Trumpet has some incredible articles from various pastors, a prayer request page, a page full of prayer requests, various CD offers, and a few jokes. Hey, and they even have a website.
Well, how can I get a copy, Dad?
Well, you can either call or write and request your free monthly copy. Voice of the Lord Ministries, P.O. Box 541, Livermore, Kentucky, 42352. Or call 270-313-8753. Or click the website at thetrumpetonline.com.
Cool! I'm going to check that out.
The Trumpet, the monthly publication from Voice of the Lord Ministries, celebrating 30 years of taking the message of the cross to America and beyond.
Six foot six, stood on the ground, weighed 235 pounds, but I saw that giant of a man brought down. By love. He was the kind of man to gamble on luck, look you in the eye and never back up. But I saw him crying like a little whipped pup because of love. Can't see it with your eyes, hold it in your hand, like the world it covers our land. Strong enough to rule the heart of any man. He can lift you up, he can put you down, take your world and turn it around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love. Living to worry about, I think
called love. But then I see your mother's tenderness as she holds the young close to her breast. I think, my God, this world was less than what they call love. Can't see it with your eyes, hold it in your hand, like the wind that covers our land. Strong enough to rule the heart of any man, this thing called love. They can lift you up, they can put you down. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love.
Elvis Presley right here on the Old Gospel Ship with A Thing Called Love. Hey, each and every week, this program is heard all around the globe. It's heard on a lot of different radio stations and on the internet, of course. And I know that it would be a blessing for this radio station if you would reach out to them this week and let them know that you enjoy the Old Gospel Ship, that you appreciate them bringing this program and all of the other great programming to you each and every week. And when you do that, get in touch with us. We'd love to hear from you. Our announcer will give you our contact information at the end of the program, or look us up on the internet, theoldgospelship.com, or look us up on Facebook, The Old Gospel Ship. We would love to hear from you. Our featured artist today is Melanie Walker, and we've got another song by her coming right at you. You're listening to The Old Gospel Ship, and the name of this one is Run On.
Well, you may run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
You may run on for a long time. Let me
tell you, God Almighty's gonna cut you down.
God, tell that long-tongued liar. God, tell that midnight rider. Tell the gambler and the rambler and the backbiter. Tell them God Almighty's gonna cut them down. Stop, God Almighty, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet from the midnight dew. I've been down on my bended knee, talking to the man from a Galilee. My God spoke and he spoke so sweet. I thought I heard the shuffle of angels' feet. He put one hand upon my head. Pray God Almighty, let me tell you what he said. God, tell that long-tongued liar. God, tell that midnight rider. Tell the gambler and the rambler and the backbiter. Tell him God Almighty's gonna cut him down. You may run on for a long time. You may throw your rock and hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. Sure as God made the day and the night, what you do in the dark will be brought to the light. You may run and hide, slip and slide, trying to take the mote from your neighbor's eyes. Sure as God made the rich and the poor, you're gonna reap just what you sow. You may run on for a long time. Tell you God Almighty's gonna cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go tell that midnight rider. Tell the gambler and the rambler and the backbiter. Tell them God Almighty's gonna cut him down. Some people go to church just to set in the fire, trying to make a date with the neighbor's wife. Brother, let me tell you, just as sure as you're born, you better leave that woman alone. Because one of these days, mark my word, you think that brother is gone to work, you'll sneak up and knock on that door. That's all, brother, you'll knock no more. You may run on for a long time. You may run on for a long time. Let me tell you, God Almighty's gonna cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go tell that midnight rider. Tell the gambler and the rambler and the backbiter. Tell him God Almighty's gonna cut him down.
Don't
sent them. We must evangelize the world in Jesus' name. We must leave our homes and go there. There are so many seeds to sow there. We must go and tell the world that Jesus saves. We have a great commission in a world so full of sin. The only thing we need to know is, where do we begin? Do I desire in my heart to do what someone did for me? Can I be so bold to lift His name so others might be free? Who will know if we don't tell them? Who will go if we don't send them? We must evangelize the world in Jesus' name. We must leave our homes and go there. There are so many seeds to sow there. We must go and tell the world that Jesus saves. There's no way to count the cost. If one hope can start a fire, plant that flame inside of me to reach just one lost soul and change the future of a family. Who will know if we don't tell them? Who will go if we don't send them? We must evangelize the world in Jesus' name. We must leave our homes and go there. There are so many seeds to sow there. We must go and tell the world that Jesus saves. Go and tell the world that Jesus saves.
I sing for my friends, as disco for my sea. When I reach my journey's end, who will sing one song for me? I sing one
Glenn Campbell here on the Old Gospel Ship with Who Will Sing for Me. And before that, we had the Chigger Hill Boys and Teary and Go and Tell the World That Jesus Saves. That's what we're doing here on the Old Gospel Ship. We want you to be entertained. We want you to enjoy the music, of course. But most of all, we want you to know this Jesus that we talk about, this Jesus that we sing about, because it just don't get any better than knowing Jesus. Our scripture today comes from Galatians, the 6th chapter, the 14th verse. But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. You're listening to the Old Gospel Ship. We're so glad that you are. Our featured artist today, Melanie Walker. We've got another song coming up right now by her. It's an old hymnal entitled, I Surrender All.
All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him my free begin. I will ever love and trust Him in His presence daily. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. When He shall come with trumpet sounds, dressed in His righteousness alone, all blessed to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. On Christ the
Bible tells about a man who ruled Babylon and all its land. Round the city he built a wall and declared that Babylon would never fall. He had concubines and wives, he called his Babylon paradise. Upon his throne he drank and ate, but for Belshazzar it was getting late. For he was weighed in the balance and found wanting. His kingdom was divided, couldn't stand. He was weighed in the balance and found wanting. His houses were built upon the sand. Mm-hmm. Well, the people feasted and drank the wine, and they praised the false gods of his time. All holy things they scorned and mocked. Suddenly all their mocking stopped. On the wall there appeared a hand. Nothing else, there was no man. And blood the hand began to write, and Belshazzar couldn't hide his fright. For he was weighed in the balance and found wanting. His kingdom was divided, couldn't stand. He was weighed in the balance and found wanting. His houses were built upon the sand. Well, no one around could understand what was written by the mystic hand. Belshazzar tried, but he couldn't find a man to give him peace of mind. Daniel the prophet, a man of God, he saw the writing on the wall in blood. Belshazzar asked him what it said, and Daniel turned to the wall and read, "You are weighed in the balance and found wanting. Your kingdom is divided, it can't stand. You are weighed in the balance and found wanting. Your houses are built upon the sand." Mene, mene, tekel, upharsin, Paris.
Johnny Cash, right here on the Old Gospel Ship with a song that he wrote, Belshazzar. Our featured artist today is Melanie Walker, and I'm going to play for you my favorite song that she does. It's a Kris Kristofferson song, and I have heard it done by many artists over the years, but I have never heard it done any better than the version that I'm about to share with you. Melanie Walker, and Why Me, Lord?
Why me, Lord? What have I ever done to deserve even one of the pleasures I've known? Tell me, Lord, what did I ever do that was worth loving you? For the kindness you've shown, Lord, help me, Jesus. I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus. I know what I am. Try me, Lord, if you think there's a way I can try to repay all I've taken from you. Maybe, Lord, I can show someone else what I've been through myself on my way back to you. Lord, help me, Jesus. I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus. I know what I am. But now that I know that
Jesus, my soul's in your hands.
Melanie Walker, and Why Me, Lord. Beautiful song, beautifully done. Well, the old clock on the wall is telling us just about time for us to get on down the road today. We are going to go off the air today with another song by our featured artist. For more information on her music, look her up on Facebook, or you can look her up at melaniewalker.com. Or as always, get our contact information and get in touch with us, and we will get you in touch with her. For the old gospel ship, this is Billy Douglas. Until we meet again on the air or in the air, may the Lord bless and keep you, is our prayer.
Remember her name is recorded on the pages of God's holy word. There are those who would lower her standards, and they watch every move that she makes.
Thanks for listening to The Old Gospel Ship with your host, Billy R. Douglas. If today's program has been a blessing to you, please let us know by writing The Old Gospel Ship, Post Office Box 541, Livermore, Kentucky, 42352. Once again, that's Post Office Box 541, Livermore, Kentucky, 42352. Or call 270-313-8753. Or visit us online at theoldgospelship.com. The Old Gospel Ship is a production of the Voice of the Lord Ministries of Livermore, Kentucky. Thanks again for listening, and until we meet again, please keep this ministry in your prayers.